little something from Seal. Nice taste of the 90s on 91.3 WYSO. We're celebrating the 90s this hour, as it is a pleasure to welcome local promoter, band corraler, band herder extraordinaire, and a great sort of proponent of Dayton music and its amazing scene. He's Louis Wood Jr. Louis, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me again.
You know, you plot it out. Sometimes you do a decade. Sometimes you do a specific artist. And the 80s was a big sort of fertile ground for some of your tribute shows. But we're moving up a decade this time.
That's right. And in a couple of months, we're throwing some show ideas around. Maybe a show called The 60s versus the 70s. So maybe Russell been talking about doing an Elvis Presley tribute with local bands.
Please do that.
That might be cool.
Yeah, no doubt. So it's Friday night at Canal Street Tavern. Really nice cross-section of bands that'll be taking the stage. We've got live music coming up from Epistone. They'll be there live on Friday night, but they're going to be playing for us in just a couple of moments. Also, A Shade of Red, The Flesh Pets, Night Beast, Broken Lights, Charge Scenic, Rust Belly, The Giant Steps, Hazy, and The Rugged Child, and you, DJ Mr. Kid.
Yeah, I'll be spinning some 90s music in between the quick band change-ups, which are 10 minutes or less. We keep a very tight ship throughout the night, so...
Having played one of your shows, I will completely attest to that fact. It is on the clock.
It's a headache sometimes, too, but we got to make it that way.
No, it's good. It's a great full evening of music. It's a very kind price. You can find out more about this gig and the lineup and getting your own tickets at canalstreettavern.com. I understand you don't have to pay for parking.
Free parking. I love that. I have people come up to me on the streets in the Oregon District and say free parking as they're walking by. I have no idea who they are, but
if people wanted to know a little bit more, you've got a pretty cool page going on Facebook. Tell us how we could find that.
It's my Facebook page is Louis Wood Jr. LOUIEWOOD, of course. I want to get a website up, but I just keep working on it, keep working. I'll never get around to it, but eventually I'll have a website up about the shows.
Well, you don't really, at this point, with Facebook as it is, unless it takes a turn toward the weird, it's who needs a webpage anymore?
Exactly.
I don't know. We'll see, huh? Certainly didn't have this in the 90s, or at least we're just getting into all this, and no Facebook. So harkening back to a different time, and you'll be spinning some great tunes in between. Wanted to play this one from the 90s, a band that I remember this tune when it came out. The Berlin Wall had fallen, and this band had been there and seen it, been deeply moved, and wrote this tune. You might remember them, Jesus Jones. Is anyone covering this tune? Any of the bands?
I wish. I let the bands pick out their own songs. That's kind of a way to coerce them into doing the show sometimes, plus they get to do their originals. So I asked a couple of bands, would you do this for me? I said I'll even pay a little extra money at the end of the night, and
no one wanted to take this song.
No, it's one of my favorites.
This song's awesome. Jesus Jones on YSO. Stay tuned. We'll be right back live in studio with Epistone.
Revolution, when it's already past.
right here, right now, live in the studio. They're live for the 90s tribute this Saturday, Friday night at Canal Street Tavern. But it is a great, great pleasure to welcome to the studio Ebba Stoom. Gentlemen, thanks for being here. Nirvana tune I know and love?
We get compared to them a lot.
How about it? Welcome, Ebba Stoom. Thanks for playing that one. Tell me about that tune.
It's called Casper. Because everybody's looking for somebody.
It's true, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's almost like it's a ghost because you can't find it. But, I mean, I don't know. Try to find a friendly ghost. It's hard to find.
It's kind of like Quest of My Life. You're hearing the voice of Mark Bryant. He plays guitar, writes the tunes, and sings the song for Ebba Stoom. Welcome to Edward Crislip on the bass as well. Edward, thanks for being here. Do you go by Edward or is it Eddie? You can shout it out.
Edward,
the full, the proper name. And that's Fuzzo on drums. Fuzzo, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So you guys are just the three of you. Ebba Stoom. I looked it up. The meaning of epi in the as a Greek derivative,
uh-huh.
And it means like next or on or near, So near rock.
I like that.
I like it too.
Yeah, I never knew what it meant.
I was asking him, so epistone, what is that? He goes, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, it means nothing, but now it does.
It does now. I like it quite a lot. Louis, who brought you guys in, again, you'll be on stage on Friday night at Canal Street Tavern for the 90s tribute, tells me that he's asked you to maybe play some of the more poppy stuff. How do you describe yourself, in addition to being, by the way, very anti-drugs?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. We like to not stick with one style when we're writing and try to work everywhere. We go a little grungy, we go kind of rock, we go like a little bit of southern riffs in it sometimes, and then we've found people that we were close to on drugs and stuff, and so we kind of, it really took a toll on us, and we just had enough of it. So at our shows, that's what we promote, is help people, you know, don't criticize them, because that's not really a good thing to do, and don't look down on them, try to help them.
It's really funny, because I didn't necessarily know this about the aspect of your awesome persona, but our poet called up this morning. We always pick a theme, and we're going to be talking about alcohol and alcoholics and alcoholism, and that was completely non-planned, beautiful dovetail today. Well, Epistone, I like the vibe of what you do quite a lot. You can find out more about upcoming events. You're playing at a pretty cool big festival coming up. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's called Rockapalooza.
Mm-hmm.
It's at the Cuyahoga Falls County Fairgrounds, I believe. And it's September 8th, and it's a diverse music. There's like hip hop artists and metal and some
old
pretty
rock.
Yeah, old rock.
Nice.
There's some nice. Pretty big names there.
Very cool. You can find out more about this band on Facebook at Epistone Music. Search that, and they'll come up. There's music available on iTunes and on Reverb Nation. Plus, I'm told, and I'm going to get a chance to look at them later, some really good looking videos on YouTube. If people search Epistone, will that do it? Will
yep.
that put them through?
Yep.
Onto YouTube.
There's some video game stuff people have done too, but it has nothing to do with us.
Did I say video games?
No. That's people have put like video game like montages of.
What, to your music?
Games. No, I don't have no clue what it's about, but the name's on there.
Wow.
And I totally know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys are fun, and even funner when you're playing. We play another one for us and give us a little intro?
Yeah.
Are you going to play one of the tunes from that you'll play?
We don't want to do that because we want to have a surprise.
Save it. All right.
But we're going to cover a song, and I'm sure you'll know it. It's the only song we've ever covered.
Wow.
And
until
it's
Friday.
Yeah,
so,
until Friday.
Until Friday.
Yeah.
So are you covering that now, or what are you playing?
Yeah, we're going to do it right now.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Epistone live on WISO.
In Christ.
nice live mashup. Love the Amazing Grace on there.
Yeah, I had to add it.
It's your only cover until Friday?
Yeah, that's the only song we've ever covered in our entire band history.
Wow. I like that.
It's a lot funner when we're on stage because we brutally hurt ourselves.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, not like, you know, punching, but we put everything we have into it, whether it's one person or 100 people. So
it's a joyful release.
Yeah, it's a joyful release.
Oh, very nice. I like you guys' vibe. Epistone, live on Excursions on 91.3 WYSO. Again, you can find them at Epistone Music if you're looking on Facebook. Their music is available on iTunes and on Reverb Nation. And Louis Wood Jr. highly recommends somebody take a look at your videos shot in Times Square, did he say, New York City?
Yes, Times Square.
You wanted to introduce the fellow who's actually quietly filming you as we speak?
Yeah, Jake Bonham. You can get on Facebook. What is it, Jake?
Jacob Bonham Media.
He's amazing at photography and
And spell
video.
His last name for us, will you?
B-O-N-H-A-M.
Oh, just like the drummer.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good.
Well, yeah, his dad's name is John Bonham.
Nice. Well, it's good you're staying close to music. All right, very good. Gentlemen, if you'd hit us another one, Epistone live on these airwaves. They'll be live on stage for the 90s tribute this Friday night at Canal Street Tavern. You can find out more on Facebook or at canalstreettavern.com. Or stay tuned. We'll post something on the WISO page as well. Gentlemen.
Can I say something about this song?
You can, yes.
The song's called So Happy. It's one of the songs that I wrote that actually means something. And it's about being happy who you are, no matter what, whether you're the person that's picked on or anything, just be happy about it, because we're all freaks in our own way.
I like you guys. Epistone on Excursions. Stone live on 91.3 WYSO. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in here in the middle of the day and giving us a little taste of some things to come.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you. Look for them on iTunes, on Reverb Nation. It's Epistone, EPI, Stone, like rock, near the rock. I like it. Near rock. Awesome. You can also find out more about this great event at canalstreettavern.com. Thanks again, guys. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Louis, thanks for bringing another great band in, and thanks for keeping these nice tribute shows going. And thanks for helping us keep our ear to the ground.
No problem. If you want to read more about the show in paper, you can go to the full-page Dayton City paper show, and it lists the bands that are playing and has some quotes from some of the other bands that are playing. And one cool thing about these shows is it's a chance for you to check out bands you've never seen before, hear the covers done in their own unique style, and hear their originals too.
So like a sampler plate of some of the best Dayton has to offer.
And if Jim from Red Hot Rebellion wants to come, there's free parking for you out there, Jim. The band Red Hot Rebellion should be at the show, not performing, but in the audience, just awesome. For the free parking.
Just for the free parking. It's smart of you, you know, it's really smart. Louis Wood Jr., thank you so much. We're going to go out with a 90s one. Stay tuned. We've got Conrad Balliot with Song and Sonnet coming up, and we're going to be looking at drinking. Go figure. Thanks again, Epistone. Thanks, guys. Good luck to you. Keep us posted. And here's one that I bet you know. Now, tell me what's a little-known trivia fact about this tune we're about to hear.
This is EMF. I had this tape back in 1991, and I wore it out. This is the album's called Schubert Dip, and it's by the band EMF. And this was the only popular album they had in the United States, but there were three of them. And the song is unbelievable. Huge, huge hit. Huge MTV video. This was actually the official song of the Cincinnati Reds during the World Series that they won when they played the Oakland A's.
Go figure. Thanks, Woody. This audio will be up online for you later. Thanks so much.